The Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. Coming up next is a sermon from our 2016 building dedication meetings hosted at a Glorious Church Fellowship in Collinsville, Oklahoma, home of Billy Brim Ministries. Stay tuned to the end of our broadcast to find out how you can get your copy of this anointed series today.
Who would I have loved to have coached? I was thinking, I got all kinds, you guys have heard stories that I've told about players that I've coached. And, who would I have loved to coach in the biblical days? And of course, David pops up. You'd love to coach David. There's no fear. Giant, lion, bear. Are you kidding? Yeah, I want him on my team. And then I started thinking of Abraham, who was fully convinced and totally persuaded. And that's the kind of guy you want. You actually want a guy that if there was a brick wall that and you asked him to move it, he's seriously thinking we can move it at least an inch. We'll move it. And I've had players like that. And I was thinking about these two guys, and the Lord started talking to me about they were covenant-minded. And if in order for you to teach this and get your people to be like this and to see and obey like this and whatever God says, your son, okay, sacrifice, yeah, sure. Well, at first, Abram was not like that, right? And so he said, the Lord said to me, you got to teach them to become covenant-minded. And so what I'm going to do, because I want to get somewhere, I'm going to kind of go over this part. But the Lord was dealing with me on focusing in on something. Sometimes as ministers, we'll get to a subject, and that subject's really good. But if you understand, if you focus and dial in even more, that will even more light will come upon that. Does that make sense to you? And Shelly and Mom were somewhere in Florida. I think it was Shelly, was it? May have been Brenda, but they heard a case study from a preacher about, and they shared it with me, and it was about the four wars that our country had been in, the Korean War, the Vietnam War, World War I and II, and they did a study on how many shots fired, how many shots hit, killed, and it was 40,000 shots fired to one kill. And so I did a little bit more study on my own on it. And so I went in and they even taught them and said, use this terminology, spray and pray. Spray and pray. Hope you hit one. And then so our military said, we've got to change this. And they did, and better, you know, sights on the gun, night vision, all of these different things. And now it's down to 1.5 shot to one kill. Right? So, and that's, guess what? That's the new slogan. The new motto is one shot, one kill. So it went from 40,000 to 1 to 1. And I thought, here is an army. Aren't we in the army of the Lord? And all of a sudden it started coming to me. Are we spraying prayers? Are we hoping one hits? Hello. I'm telling you, God was speaking to me. And David and Abram and Abraham were not like that. And I had all my confessions, and there's nothing wrong with that. And I had all of my prayers, and I had these lists, and I'm just praying, hoping one hits every day, hoping something bad doesn't happen. And I said, my God, we need to be more focused in. And the Lord said, focus in. So we're getting ready to do this meeting in Norman, and I'm on authority, and I'm dialed in, and as I'm studying for it, the Lord says, dial in, and I knew what he meant, so I went in at it, and I started praying, and I went a little bit further, and I clicked on my scope, and I got a little bit further, and I dialed in on the blood. Well, if there was no bloodshed, there would have been no authority for us to have. And then I dialed in even more, and the Lord said, focus even more, and it went even further to covenant. If there's blood, there had to be a covenant. David was covenant-minded. The Jews made much of their covenant. They're very covenant-minded. God is covenant-minded. David went up there when the whole, can you imagine, his brothers forgot it. All of Israel forgot their covenant. They're all scared and fear. What? Let me just put it here. What's the economy going to do? Britain's doing it now because of what happened over there. All these things are happening. We've went through sessions of gas and this and what are we going to do? Who in the world's going to be our president? You're not covenant-minded. I don't know if I can take this job. I don't know if I can go. You're not covenant-minded. God loves you. And he has a plan in that book for you. But you're not covenant-minded. Well, we're well on our way. Amen. That's the good news. We got to become the glorious church. And you have to know your covenant. You can't do these things. You can pray. You can spray and pray all you want. You need to know your covenant. Amen. One shot, one kill. Here we go. Praise the Lord. So David shows up to Saul and says these words. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine? What's that covenant? How come nobody else in that whole nation said it? Hiding behind their tents, hiding behind the bushes. Fear, fear, fear gripped them. All the covenant. What about our covenant? He don't have one. Now, how good looking is she really? You keep telling me she's got a good personality. I know it's on the inside what counts, but listen, I'm about to win this thing. Come on now, play along. If Shelly and I are kind of alike in the family, if you've noticed. We're, you know, theatrical and musically, I'm not musically inclined, but anyway, we like to do this. We got it from our mama. My daughter got a hold of it. She's like, yeah. And then there's Terry and Brendan. Praise God. And very spiritually, you know, in tune and keen. And they're like dad. And praise the Lord. I don't know where I'm going with this. So David says, so that just proves it. And then let's take Abram for a second, not Abraham. Same guy, two different guys. It's like Gideon, Gideon 1 and Gideon 2. That's what I always talk when I preach about Gideon. There's Gideon 1, the wimp. Right, right. Who am I? And Gideon 2, the warrior. Yeah. And that's what's happening. And we're going to become... You know, the Lord had me say this one time, and I just love it. Say, I'm well on my way, say it,
I'm well on my way.
To becoming who I already am. And we are the glorious church. That's who we are. And we're well on our way. We got to become covenant-minded. Amen. Not just to know of it. That's what set Brother Copeland free. He said, I went to bed that night with a smile on my face, knowing I was a rich man. Have you ever heard him say that? And he still was $200,000 in debt in 1967, whatever the story is. But it was all about covenant. Now, Abram had a hard time. God had a hard time with Abram convincing him, right? Are y'all with me? Now, that happens many years. That happens to people now. You want to know why? Because they're not covenant-minded. He's telling them to do this, and he had a hard time with Abram. And Abram, you know, look at me, look at my wife, look at the, you know, all of this. And it's all because he wasn't covenant-minded. Now, Abram, we find out in Hebrews, what? Fully persuaded. We found out with Abraham, and he tells Abraham, hey, get your son, take him to the altar. Absolutely. There is no way. I don't care. If you're a sprayer and prayer, you're up at night. You're calling everybody you know. Pray about this. God told me to do this. Oh, my God. God told me to do this. Maybe not get any sleep. Are y'all with me? But covenant-minded says, wakes up early, has a good breakfast. You know what? That was a great sleep. I might get in 5K. You up for a jog, Isaac? How about it, huh? Hey, and then he goes, hey, servant, the boy and I will be back. Covenant says that. Why? Because everything I have, he has, and everything he has, I have. He's not the still. He doesn't kill. He doesn't destroy. I'm in covenant with him. So God knew to change Abram, he had to convince him. And how did he convince him? With these words, get me a heifer. That is where the Rocky music, dun, 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 dun. Can you imagine? Get me a, do you know what Abram just heard? Is that even legal? You want to do a covenant with, I'm man. I don't even, is it possible? Because Abram had done it with other families, and that was a good thing to do because there were enemies back then. You wanted to build walls around cities. There was reasons for that. You wanted your weakness, somebody else to have a strength in your weakness. You wanted that. That helped you and strengthened you, kept you alive, kept your family alive. Covenant was huge, made you stronger. And so, you know, is insurance and security and sleep at night and good, but God? So, in order to know this, let's just go quickly through this. And I was thinking about, because I want to get somewhere, especially for the ones that heard this, but I don't want to skip this too much, because Mom has, she knows she's going to use this. God knows. But, you know, Jesus taught dialing it in and focusing it in. Remember the lawyer said, which of the greatest law is the great, you know, of the commandments is the greatest law? And he was talking about 613. And Jesus said, well, dial it into these two. Love God with all your heart, soul, and mind. And love your neighbor as yourself. That'll help you out. Dial it in. You focus in there, and all these will take care of themselves. You know what we need to dial into? Covenant. You know what? Every day of your life, the word covenant should come out of your mouth. I'm not kidding you. It's totally changed me. It's totally changed the way I see stories now.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. What you just heard was from our 2016 building dedication at a Glorious Church Fellowship in Collinsville, Oklahoma, the home of Billy Brim Ministries. To grab your own copy, call us at 1-800-972-3447. Visit our website archives of this weekly's broadcast at billybrim.org. Looking for a home church and live in the Tulsa, Oklahoma area? Or just want to visit the home base of Billy Brim Ministries? Come to a Glorious Church Fellowship in Collinsville, Oklahoma. We have services at Sunday at 10 a.m. and Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. Visit our website at agloriouschurch.net or give us a call at 918-371-4589. 918-371-4589.